It's Palisade baseball coach Nate Porter on the team.
And Bulldogs coach Nate Porter brought to you by the Rick Nelson Agency and American Family Insurance. For a free comparison, call this team of licensed professionals at 970-241-0078. Nate Porter joins us on the team line. Nate, good morning. Always great to chat with you.
Good morning, Jim. Pleasure's mine.
Congratulations on the win over Durango last night, 11-0. And take me through the outing Easton Embry had. You win it by the run rule. He goes to five innings, but tosses a no-hitter. That's, I don't care how many innings it is, that's an incredible accomplishment for any pitcher to go out and deliver a no-hitter.
No, it sure is. Yeah, he's made some adjustments mentally, and that's all it was for him. The physical skills he has are not the issue when it comes to throwing that well, you know, quite often. But he's really struggled coming out of the bullpen in the first inning, warming up, and then or coming out of, you know, into the game. And just went to him a couple weeks ago or last week, and I said, hey, why don't you try and pitch your first inning in the before the game in the bullpen, face three hitters, and then you're kind of in your second inning when it's really the first. And, you know, I don't know if it resonated with him or not, but he came out first pitch strike, and that's always a good sign when your pitcher can throw first pitch strike. So he did exceptionally well, had control of both fastball, curveball. Walked three guys in five innings, which is his best outing. Struck out, I think, eight, but was just, you know, nobody made solid contact. He was throwing hard, and he was hitting the spot. So I'm very, very proud of him.
But whatever you told him, whatever it's like you said, just, you know, go in the bullpen, and let's make the first inning your bullpen inning, and then you come out, and the first inning's actually your second inning. That seemed to work last night, and obviously the bats backed him up, plenty of run support. You had that five-run fifth inning, Nate, that really put the game away against Durango so you could win by the run rule.
Yeah, they hit really well. They had good approaches at the plate. I think we had two backwards Ks, which, you know, the kids constantly are always working on. They get a little frozen sometimes on off speed, but they're getting better at it. And the fun thing is Easton actually hit the game-winning hit or the walk-off hit for the 10-run rule, so he secured his no-hitter his last at-bat. So it was it's kind of neat to see. I told him, hey, why don't you get us out of here and get a base hit? We'll score two and go home, and he did.
Yeah, a little Shohei Ohtani kind of thing there with pitch to victory, get a no-hitter, and then drives in four and drives in the run that wins it by the run rule. So, yeah, Easton with a big game last night, couple of hits, drove in four runs. And then you also had a guy that's been an extremely consistent, productive bat all season long, Kean Kinslow. He scored three runs for you last night, had a couple of ribbies, did a nice job as he always does for you, Nate, at the plate.
Yeah, Kean's a good hitter. When he trusts himself, he's a hard out. Yeah, I was proud of Ken. Defensively, he does well, which he made a catch down the right field line over by the cover, the rolled cover, that was just a tough play, kind of over the shoulder catch. So he's been definitely one of our, I don't want to star player, but he's been a catalyst for us, for sure.
Palisade Bulldogs baseball coach Nate Porter with us on the Team Sports Network. And Nate, you have Rifle over at Saplesio tonight, so another game over at Sam Saplesio Field. And you look at where you're at in the Western Slope League. This is your last year. We've talked about it quite a bit. But you've won 35 straight league games. And that streak on the line tonight when you take on Rifle, Troy Phillips and his team. And always good rivalry with the Rifle Bears. But I know you're the kind of coach, and you coach the kind of players that don't think a whole lot, I'm sure, about something like a 35-game winning streak in league play.
No, because, you know, anything can happen any day. And, I mean, streaks are nice, but sometimes there can also be a crutch to you. And they can be kind of a stress factor. So I told the kids, you know, we kind of had to put a stamp on who we are. We're starting to get, I feel like, a little bit of a reputation for being a really good program that plays the game the right way and plays hard. And I said, you know, teams from the Eastern Slope are calling me occasionally and talking about next year and about playing next year and getting on the schedule. And so I said, you got to prove it. You got to keep playing good, and you can't take off days, because good teams win, but great teams put stamps on things. So they came out yesterday. I was very proud of them, and, you know, we're obviously excited to play Rifle. And, you know, Troy does a pretty good job with his kids. And so I think it's going to be a good game.
And, of course, yesterday at Durango, future Southwestern League opponent next season, Rifle tonight. And when I talk about the 35-game winning streak in Western Slope League play, it's It's an impressive streak. It's incredible, but it also kind of speaks to why you want to move to the Southwestern League, does it not?
It absolutely does. You know, I told we had a young kid come out to practice the other day, and I told his dad, because he had asked about that, and I said, well, we're 67-2 since I've been at Palisade for the Western Slope League. And he goes, man, that's incredible. That's great. And I said, well, not really, because you learn a lot more from your losses and your tough games than you do your blowouts. And so I'm excited to play the Frutas every year, where they always year in and year out have a really good team, and they're going to make you play well, or they're going to beat you. Same with Junction and Montrose and, you know, Central, Yost, or Kellerby. Joe's doing a great job over there with those kids right now. They're winning some games. So I think it's good for our program, and I'm excited about it.
Nate Porter, coach of the Palisade Bulldogs baseball team with us, and Rifle tonight over at Saplezio, as we referenced. And as you get back into the Western Slope League play, Logan Gross is going to play baseball and football at Colorado Mesa. He's their top arm, their top bat as well, hitting .610 right now. He's got a couple of home runs to lead them. Braden Duncan's hitting .447 for Troy Phillips right now as well. As a team, they're hitting .290. But those two guys, Gross and Duncan, are the guys that kind of really lead the way for them offensively.
Yeah, and you just got to be smart how you pitch to them. You know, you don't want to give them too good something over the plate. Logan can hit. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he hit really well against this last game, and he's obviously their star player, and so we just, but I've got a lot of confidence in Garrett Draper. Garrett's throwing lights out for us this year, and he's gonna get the, you know, he's gonna get the start on the bump today, and he throws a lot of strikes, and he's always around the zone, so I think he gives us a really good opportunity to win.
Yeah, 12-2 victory the last time you faced Rifle in Western Slope League play, and that was a game that that Easton Embry picked up the victory in that one for the Bulldogs, and Logan Gross saw time on the mound certainly in that one, along with Bjorstrom for Rifle. So with scouting report from last time, you went at 12-2. What are some things you'd like to maybe clean up a little bit tonight when you take on the Bears?
Every game's kind of the same for me when it comes to what we're working on, and that's being aggressive early in the counts, having a really good two-strike approach. I think something every coach in high school battles with a little bit. You know, our defense has been good. I've been impressed with it. I've been impressed with our pitching. But I just think that being aggressive early in the count, and if you get down, you know, two strikes, just battling like you're going to war, and just put it in play and see what happens.
All right, we'll have that game.